Okay. Member input.
Okay.
He has waited.
Ben, I cannot see why. I moved out here first. You had one cabin. That was number two. And I was here when they were building. In fact, I helped build a porch on it. On number one cabin. I've been out here paying all these dues for 30 years. Now, what do I get out of it? Nothing. There's not one thing that the organization is doing for me. They don't put gravel on my road. They don't have any water. I have to drill my own well. Everything else. They're not helping me one bit. Why should I have to be forced to join the organization when they don't do a thing for me? So I say I'd like to be allowed to withdraw from this organization. I don't, well, is it, everything changes too. The water system you're talking about and saying you're charging for us, we have to help pay for it. The horses, I used to take them riding all the time. I never charged them a dime. Now you have to pay so much an hour if you want to use a horse, and everything else is this way. And I don't agree with that. I don't think I should be forced to pay $400 a year for absolutely nothing, because I don't get anything out of it, and I'm sure there's other people feel the same way. I think if you took a survey, I think we ought to have the board to draw up a voting thing and pass to the members and see if they would like to withdraw from this association. I sure would, because I can't see any benefit at all from me in it. They've not done a thing for me.
Barbara?
Okay, I know exactly what Benny's saying, and I think that sometimes it's misinformed your opinion here. First of all, this association is 8,000 acres. I've been through this thing forever, and mostly everybody here I think it's heard you. 8,000 acres, 6,000 approximately. 6,000 acres of it is divided into acreage, one of which you own. There's 300 supposedly 20-acre parcels.
I don't step on anybody else's land. I don't drive over their land.
Let me finish, Benny. So your parcel of 20 acres, when you buy that, you not only buy that 20 acres, you're also a partial owner in 2,000 commonly owned acres. So you are a 1/300th membership of how many, Shauna?
Yeah, but you're forcing me to do it.
We figure they're about $33,000 per share.
Okay, so that, but anyway, what that is your membership of that $400 is paying the taxes on that property.
I pay taxes
well,
on my property.
No, on the 200 acres, I'm talking, on 2,000.
Why should I pay for everybody else's?
Well, you own it. You own $33,000 worth of it.
No, I don't. What do I get out
of
it?
Well, that's our dilemma, isn't it, Shauna? Because that's what we were talking about. How much is the membership worth? It's worth something.
It's not worth anything to me.
You know, and maybe it isn't worth anything to him. But that is, but for them to say that they're $395 is going straight for this other issue.
I have a house built on it and stuff.
It's going for pay, I'll maintain roads.
But I don't think I should be forced to belong to the organization when I don't use anything. There's not one thing that they furnish me.
So you don't drive on any of the ranch roads?
No, I don't. I don't set a foot on any of the ranch roads.
Where's your lot?
292. I'm right at the mouth. BOM land is on both sides of me and stuff. And Shauna's land's on the north of me. And I don't have to touch anybody's property to get to my property. And so I don't see why I should be paying $400 a year for nothing, because they've never done anything over to help me. Maybe I'm the exception or something, but anyway, I can't see paying all that every year for nothing, because they've never put any gravel on my road. And I'm sure they never put any water over there, so I'm drilling my own well. So I'm kind of isolated out there.
I just want to say that maybe I'm looking
things
differently than but being in front of the community, and I
don't want to vote.
Because I have to say, I see what
I'm all this mess that's going through, I wouldn't want to be part of it.
The thing is that the land that you accept the title to, that is the condition of the title accepting the title to that land. And so you agreed basically to evolve, to live within an association, within the association, whether you're on the edge of it or not. By accepting title, that title was inseparable from the association.
That's what I'm saying. I shouldn't be forced to do
well,
this.
And then you accept it, you can sell your property and go somewhere else. But as long as you accept that title to this land here, then you are basically bound by the conditions of that title.
Can't say that I should be bound by
it. I believe the bylaws state specifically that it is, that it is a membership with your lot. And
yeah, but I know they do away with these organizations like this, too, like the Good Fellows organization. They canceled it out. You didn't have to belong to it. I don't have to belong to this, I don't think.
Do you think, Mr. Jordan, that there are others that have your same feeling?
I'm sure there are.
Do you have any idea if there's 50% of the membership? Or
I don't know, but I think it wouldn't hurt for the board members to draw up a voting thing and send to all the members and ask them if they want to continue with that and pay their dues. All the dues keep going up all the time. We started with $50.
Zero. We started off with zero.
Anyway, in fact, they only had one cabin up here, number two, and they were building number one, and I helped some with that. And there, and they gradually built all these. Thanks to Dale, we got 10 cabins.
And I think you just stated it right there. We started with one, and we have something on the ranch, and that's what we call Bear Springs Ranch Owners Association.
You don't have any grandkids or kids that come out and stay at the cabins and fish at the pond?
No, they don't. I don't use these cabins. I don't go fishing. I don't ride horses. None of this stuff. There isn't one thing the ranch does for me.
Larry?
Wasn't that on the annual ballot?
Yes, sir, it was.
So it was just voted on. Didn't
no.
You answer.
Mm-hmm.
The only way he could address this thing, if he wanted to address it, would be next year at the annual meeting within the guidelines of the legal stuff, would be to bring up a resolution or to say, I would like this on the ballot, that the Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association disbands and divides the property. So you have a right to do that, but until that time you're legally bound by the covenants that you've agreed to.
Not only that, but the association membership is also guaranteed to everyone else who's part of that association within those guidelines. The people that I called, one of them said that he really didn't want his association membership because he didn't want to be told whether he could develop his land commercially or not. He really wanted to build himself a private resort up on the Meadow Canyon Road, and he was hoping very strongly that we would dissolve his membership so that he could do anything he wanted to on that piece of property.
Well, I think you pay it, you pay taxes on it, why can't I do what I want with my property?
Because that affects all the rest of us. When you live in home, can you build a hotel on a non-commercial property?
Yeah, neighbors at home that depend on you complying with certain ordinances and regulations to live in a neighborhood.
And basically our
neighbor can't put up an oil refinery in his backyard.
Yeah,
and all the smoke blow into your yard.
Fill it up with junk cars or whatever. Yeah,
those all come under county zoning.
Sure they do. And out here we've got a different type of zoning.
Well,
and that's the benefit of everybody.
It's all county.
It also boils down to we have 300 members. And let's say for talking purposes, we have a $100,000 budget. We all check in $400. If we allow one person to withdraw his association dues, we set an exception. If 40 more people follow suit, and then 40 more people follow suit, 80 people don't pay their dues, the rest of us are going to have to pay more to compensate for the $100,000 budget.
And it dissolves. We're trying to build something up here that's of value to our children and our grandchildren.
Well, we've had these 10 cabins up here, thanks to Dale. We've had these things for 20 years. I've been out here from the beginning, and I've been paying all these dues, and I get nothing for it.
I think we should do something so that Jenny and other...
get a reduction in my... You get so cheap with us, and we're handsome and cute, aren't we? You get to come out here and spend time with us, and we sure love you.
What were you saying, Larry?
I just said I think we need to work more this year to help people see a value, to do something so that you feel like it's worth $400.
Right now, I can't see where my $400 goes to. everywhere else, but they don't help me. They don't even put gravel on my road. They don't do anything.
Well, if all of us get a big old bucket of gravel and haul it over to your place, it'd help out, wouldn't it?
I don't know if it helps
no.
or not, Danny, but we're still probably just sitting down there.
The county or the BLM can do that.
They'll charge you to do it if you want it done.
Dan, I'll bet that some of these things come out as the board starts working on a budget for next year. There's some real hard decisions that's got to be made, and the tweaking of these things, because of the survey that some of you mentioned, there were some very strong guidelines given to the board as to how to raise money or what to do and ways of doing it. I think that there is a better way than some of the things we've been doing. And so I think that see what happens in the next 3 or 4 months, and you may find that the board has heard your input.
Well, at least there ought to be a reduction. I shouldn't have to pay full price for nothing.
John?
In the past, I don't know how it is now, we used to rent cabins to outsiders. Do we still do that, or is it just restricted now to members?
No, it's done on a demand. You've got to rent them to a whole bunch of 18 for a whole bunch of
people. Side of the motorcycle and stuff like that.
And, you know, that was something else that was in the newsletter that we haven't addressed again either. It was about the cabin rental pool. There was, and that's something that we need to address again because it was brought up. And
that used to be a good income.
That's something we also need to address.
It's not prohibited. It's not.